The Memorial Day weekend is a good time to size up which baseball teams seem headed for an exciting season, and which ones already should start planning for next year. As usual, most of the successful teams are also from the biggest cities, the biggest markets. John Miller broadcasts baseball for ESPN and the San Francisco Giants. He says one medium market team in particular is drawing attention.
Kansas City, I think, surprised everybody. Even if they'd been a big market team, it would have been a kind of a surprise to see anybody jump out 17-5. That's a pretty good start. But especially Kansas City, because I didn't hear too many people predicting that this was going to be the big breakout year for the Royals. But I think that Tony Pena is the real thing as the manager. And he's got them believing in themselves, and he's got a couple of young pitchers. And apparently they're the real thing. But I have a feeling that a lot of baseball fans around the country are secretly rooting for the Royals to do well this year.
Not the Cubs?
The Cubs, they're not a surprise to any of us who've been studying the rosters and who know the kind of thing that Dusty Baker is capable of. The big question about the Cubs was about their offense. Who was going to help Sammy Sosa and Moises Alou drive in the runs? But not about their pitching with Kerry Wood and Mark Pryor and Carlos Zambrano, Matt Clement. I mean, that foursome is an intimidating foursome. The entire staff has more strikeouts than innings pitched, and that's always been a measure of just how tough a pitcher is to hit. And I cannot remember a precedent for an entire staff striking out more than innings pitched. So as long as those pitchers stay healthy, I think the Cubs are going to be strong all year.
Well, it's only been 95 years since they won the series.
Yeah, what was it, 1908, I guess, was the last time. In fact, they were the original major disappointment in October when they won 116 games in 1906 and then lost the World Series to the crosstown Chicago White Sox. It was an inglorious defeat. The White Sox nickname was the Hitless Wonders. I mean, what kind of a team was that for one of the great teams of all time to lose to in the postseason? So it's almost as if it's the curse of the Hitless Wonders that's been confounding the Cubs ever since.
Baseball's getting like the NBA, the quality out west.
Absolutely. I mean, the Western Division in the American League, Oakland, Seattle, Anaheim. I mean, here's Anaheim, the defending world champion of baseball, and you don't even talk about them as being one of the best teams in their own division. Every team that plays that division, for a period of time, gets knocked around. The Yankees, who had one of the greatest starts in their storied history, the Yankees played about 3.5 weeks against the West and had a losing record, went into a slump.
New York could be the scene of an interesting event on Memorial Day. Roger Clemens going for his 300th win.
Yeah, the Rocket. You know, I remember reading when he first came along, I mean, he burst upon the scene, how he had this goal that, you know, at that time, it seemed pretty far-fetched. I mean, I remember thinking, well, that's a goal that I don't see him or maybe anybody else actually reaching in today's game. But here he is, and if anything, he's throwing better now than he's thrown in a long, long time. He's still throwing a fastball, 95, 96. He's got a great splitter that he added to his repertoire that's made him even tougher. And he still has that mean streak, the streak of the intimidator. He's a very uncomfortable at-bat for any hitter. So congratulations to the Rocket. I mean, he's paid the price to be here. So I think everybody has to respect that, whether they're a fan of Clemens or not.
John Miller broadcasts baseball for ESPN and the San Francisco Giants.